Schools and federal offices are closed. Parts of Interstates 395 and 270 North temporarily closed because of tractor-trailer crashes. The system originated in the Midwest. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is keeping track of travel.
In Kansas City, Missouri, icy roads forced stranded drivers to abandon their cars and trucks. The treacherous conditions sent big rigs jackknifing, and a Kentucky state trooper was hurt after his patrol car was slammed into during the storm.
More than 3,000 flights in the U.S. have been canceled or delayed today. Just in from New York, President-elect Trump's lawyers have asked a judge to halt Friday's hush money sentencing while he appeals the ruling. This past Friday, Judge Juan Marchand said Mr. Trump was unlikely to face jail time or other penalties for allegedly paying off a porn star. While Congress meets today to certify November's presidential election results, the fate of the January 6th Capitol attackers is still unclear. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a statement on this fourth anniversary, calling it an unprecedented attack on our system of government. Over the past 4 years, he says, prosecutors, FBI agents, and investigators have conducted one of the most complex investigations in the Justice Department's history. Nearly 1,600 people have been charged. More than 1,000 have pleaded guilty. Others were convicted at trial, and at least a handful are still fugitives.
Mourners in Atlanta lined up all weekend to pay respects to former President Jimmy Carter, among them DJ Bennett.
He did a lot of diplomatic work. He did a lot for humanity. I think his legacy as a real kind, gentle man would stand.
Mr. Carter's casket will be transferred to the U.S. Capitol tomorrow, where he will lie in state before a state funeral Thursday. The first congestion pricing plan in the nation has hit its first rush hour in New York City. Some subway riders are for it, others bracing for crowded trains.
I heard the chairman of the MTA said the point is like trying to make people make use of the subway. I think it's a great idea, for real.
It'll be way more people in the trains, especially that the congestion prices are going up.
The price, $9 a day for entering the city below 60th Street. Transit officials hope it'll cut the number of cars and trucks in Midtown. Dow's up 244 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some aren't getting anything. Some are seeing up to 6 inches. The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory through this afternoon with lake effect snow, the reason for the alert. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine County Jail inmate Devontae Caraway faces potential first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve. The jail assault lasted less than a minute. Kenosha County investigators are leading the inquiry. A 13-year-old accused of terrorizing Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School has been deemed competent to stand trial. That trial will take place in juvenile court next week with a judge ruling on the case. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about scammers impersonating officers. Someone's calling people claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt. They're demanding money to avoid arrest. People are being told to report any of those calls to the Racine County non-emergency number. And a Racine daycare is organizing a donation drive for a staff member and her family after a New Year's Eve house fire. The Growing Tree Child Development Center is collecting clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help that family recover from their losses. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watched the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson carted off the field with a serious knee injury. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job, our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow showers are possible today with a high near 29 and a strong north wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow could accumulate for areas of Racine and Kenosha with some lake effect snow. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens. Currently 26 degrees.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
Timeless hits, WRJN. Timothy Leary was something of a cult figure in the 60s, and he ran for office with the slogan, Come Together, and he asked John Lennon to write him a slogan song. This is what John came up with.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Setting sun.
remains the same. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. There is a really good oldie show coming to the area. Now, we can't give you the details yet, but keep listening, because when we can reveal the performers that are coming, you'll be impressed and you'll want to go. So keep it here for more details. WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's go.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN. Along with Paul Harvey's rest of the story. Next one, 1205.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
WRJN. And I say that with a whole lot of affection in my voice for that song and that band. Beach Boys, God Only Knows. Stuart J. Waddles here now to catch you up to speed on what's going on from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The inmate assaulted in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve has died. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says 35-year-old Joseph Lee was attacked by another inmate in the jail's day room, with surveillance showing the incident lasting less than a minute. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is investigating the case. The inmate involved, Devontae Caraway, will likely now face a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. There were several historical benchmarks hit when a swearing-in took place in Kenosha last week. With the oath of office for Xavier Solis, Kenosha County has the first Republican as district attorney in over 100 years. Plus, they have their first Mexican-American DA. The ceremony was officiated by retired Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schrader. Solis defeated Deputy District Attorney Carly McNeil in the November election. Following a New Year's Eve house fire, the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine is spearheading efforts to assist a staff member and her family. 21-year-old Savannah Loftquist, her baby, and her mother survived the fire near 8th Avenue in Shoreland, but they lost nearly everything. That includes three cats. The daycare is now accepting donations of clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help the family recover. Again, that's the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties until 4 o'clock, with lake effect snow ongoing, heavy at times. It's reducing visibility and making for some slick and slippery stretches. And winds are also feisty, making our high temperatures of the upper 20s feel more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, Every Mother's Son, the name of the band, singing Come On Down to My Boat, And I think we know what they were talking about. And it wasn't any kind of dinghy. Well, WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, She's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
Listening to Buffalo Winds. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Fly.
timeless hits. The mark of a good band is to take somebody else's song and make it your own, and that's what Herman's Hermits did with this.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
I believe I'm falling.
Brothers and their sister Rose on WRJN. The Wisconsin men's basketball team playing tonight. Rutgers, another Big Ten conference game, starts at 5 o'clock. You can hear it here on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
The Badgers.
Beats Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
It is Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We'll be right back.
This is WRJN.
Have you done it yet? Have you written last year's date on anything this year yet? One year, several years ago, I went until April and still wrote last year's date on something. Ugh. Okay, airplane now. WRJN.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I and I wanna hide, go to pieces, and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show.
hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A blast of snow has fouled up travel from the nation's midsection to the nation's capital, with some places, including Washington, getting around a foot of snow. CBS's Megan Shin is just south of Pittsburgh.
On the interstates, it is not too bad, but we have a lot of cars on the road taking extra time because it is slick condition.
The storm system's knocked out power to tens of thousands in several states. CBS's Rob Marciano.
The colder air behind this is getting the big story. Tomorrow's morning lows in Kansas City will be 1 degree with a wind chill of minus six. It won't quite get that bad in the east, but safe to say whatever does fall here is going to stick around until further notice. We're in it now.
President-elect Trump's lawyers have asked a judge to pause Friday's scheduled sentencing in the New York hush money case. Legal analyst Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor.
The Court of Appeal will basically have to decide whether they put on halt any sentencing of Trump before he takes the oath of office. office again, or whether they say to the lower court, do the sentencing. You said there would be no prison time, and we'll work out whether there were any irregularities in his conviction after that.
Later today, Congress will officially certify the results of November's election, 4 years after the attack on the Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarland says security is tight.
This time, there is enhanced security, more checkpoints, more officers, and tall black fencing surrounds the Capitol today.
North of the border, a leadership change.